This display is devoted to an elegant semicircular side table made in about 1785 by George Brookshaw, a specialist in painted furniture. With a radius of 0.5 metre, it curves towards us on 4 carved and gilded tapering legs. The tabletop and its vertical front, the frieze, are decorated with colourful bands of flowers, some stylized and some naturalistic. These have been painted onto copper plaques fixed to the wood body. Much of the smooth surface is now crazed like broken eggshell by tiny hairline cracks. On the tabletop, the decorative bands form concentric semicircles. Working outwards from the centre, the first is a radiating green motif like an open fan with a pink scalloped edge. It's bounded by bead-like dots and then 2 bands of stylized honeysuckle in coral pinks, green and dark maroon. Next comes a wide expanse of delicate pastel pink. Evenly spaced within it are 3 painted oval medallions, 2 larger ones on their side facing a smaller upright oval in the centre, depicting a white urn against pale blue. Each larger oval portrays a young woman facing the central urn, wearing a white short-sleeved robe and red cloak in a landscape of soft blues and pinks. They're classical nymphs. The one on the left kneels and reaches out to 2 swans. The nymph on the right sits with 2 sheep behind her, her shepherdess's crook in her left arm. She's carving her lover's name on a tree trunk. Towards the outer edge of the tabletop, more bands of honeysuckle border a wider area of pale blue-grey, where a realistic profusion of flowers and leaves hang in 6 fat swags from gold ribbons. In fact, Brookshaw later abandoned furniture making to devote himself to botanical illustration. In contrast to the tabletop, the frieze is more subdued. 2 bands of white decoration on pale grey, like piped icing on a wedding cake, divided by a gilded lotus leaf moulding. Along the very bottom are gilded laurel leaves. The table's legs are like fluted classical columns. At the top are acanthus leaves with beneath a ring of little balls and a pinched-in neck. Vertical grooves narrow to the bottom and another ring of little balls, like a cheeky anklet above a brass ball foot.